Hello and happy October. This episode is dedicated to our first monthly collective tarot reading. If you are on my mailing list, you are very familiar with this, but this is just a new format. If this is your first time tuning in, connecting every month for the last 15 months, this month makes the 16th, I send out a monthly newsletter, and the big focus in the newsletter is the monthly collective tarot reading. A lot of the newsletter is themed around this reading, the rituals, the journal prompts, even the personal stories that I tie into my newsletter are inspired by these themes, and they often coincide or dance well with each other. So on a previous episode, I believe it was the first episode, I went into detail about kind of outgrowing that space and wanting more space to express and explore this medium. And if you're not on my mailing list and did not receive this month's newsletter, if you would like a copy of the cards that I am reading from, along with the journal prompts to follow, there's a link down in the show notes to receive October's collective reading and the rest of the goodies in the monthly newsletter. So I thought it would be really fun before diving into the reading to just give a little background on the deck that I pull and read from. The deck that I'm going to be reading from this point forward until otherwise mentioned and made known, is Tarot of the Witch's Garden. And this deck found me at the right place, right time. I went to a local metaphysical shop, and I've been going there for quite a while. And one day I was like, I'm going to go get some new crystals. I need some new incense. And I also, out of the corner of my eye, saw the shelves filled with tarot decks. I had only invested in like the original Rider-Waite deck. It was like a learning deck, so it had a lot of the symbolism, numerology, like brief description of the card on each of the cards. And I was like, I think I'm ready to start trusting my intuition and learning to interpret the cards on my own. So I was looking through the shelves. I found this deck, the artwork. I'm a very visual person. So the artwork called me, and I just brought it home. And I knew it was my deck when I saw it. But when I got home, it was just like reaffirmed. I opened the guidebook that comes along with the deck, and the table of contents and the names of each chapter almost identically matched the different phases of my signature program. My 12-week or 6-week program both follow the same phases, and each phase is named. For example, my program, we go through untangling your roots, tending your garden, cultivating depth and safety, planting seeds of intention, and nurturing your inner wisdom. And the table of contents reads, tending the soil, planting seeds, cultivating depth and meaning, harvesting magic. And when I saw that, I was like, yep, this deck was meant to be mine. It's just meant to be. So I just felt like it was like a little magical moment, just affirming that I found the right deck to really get to know and trust and learn to interpret the artwork and the imagery, the symbolism. And I really have such a strong connection to the art and just the energy of this deck. So it's exciting to bring this practice outside of just my four walls. I read for friends and family religiously at home, and I've really kept this part of the journey quiet and sacred, close to the chest, but now I am getting ready to branch out and share this with more than just my newsletter. So without further ado, this month's reading is all about how I'm interpreting just the bigger theme is seeing alignment as an art form. So the way that you are moving through the world, the way you see the world, the way that you relate to, coexist, co-create with the world and the people around you, being an art form when it's coming from this grounded, heart-led space, when you're living in alignment with your truth, your purpose, your gifts, your medicine, you're literally creating art. There's no other way around it other than when you are just authentically you, when you are so unapologetically an embodiment of who you are meant to be, who you were designed to come here as. Everything you see, taste, touch, feel, hear, interact with is magic, is art. And how finding that alignment is that paintbrush. The way that you move through the world is what is creating your reality, what is birthing ideas into tangible things. So this month we're exploring that transition from misalignment to aligned action. And the first card that I pulled is the Six of Swords. So six is a representation of this realignment, this transition, this perseverance or standing back up after getting knocked down. It's regaining optimism and more of a positive outlook on what is to come. The swords are directly correlated to the mind, the intellect, awareness, and it connects to your thoughts and the way that you communicate. So in this card, there is a woman in a wooden boat. She has five swords behind her back, one sword pointing forward, almost pointing in the new direction that she's headed. So I'm reading this card as in this transition, in this liminal space, she is in process, in motion, in a new direction. She's carrying forward old thoughts, beliefs, versions, experiences, knowledge. She's carrying that forward with her and helping guide her and inform her in her next steps forward. She's not alone in this boat. She has a child or a baby sitting right next to her, and there is this dark figure behind her rowing the boat. So I'm seeing this as you're not journeying alone. There could be shadow aspects of yourself that are lingering behind you that are coming along for the ride. There could be younger parts of yourself that you are tending to, or actual younger generations that you are tending to in this transition. But nonetheless, you are already on the boat. It is moving forward. You are heading in a new direction. And it's no longer an anticipation or a thought. And it could feel like this transition happened rather quickly, or the clarity around needing to make this change happen quickly. It's feeling resistance, but you're already in motion. So there could be some hesitancy because you're not sure which direction you're going in, where this direction is taking you, what the outcome could be. But you had this moment of mental clarity that just like dropped in, that whispered or screamed, go in this direction. It's time to make this change. It's time to sever the connection to whatever it was that was not serving you, whether it be an old belief, old behavior, old pattern, old relationship, old connection, old circumstance, old way of thinking, way of seeing the world, way of being. This card confirms that the change that you have set forth to endure and journey through is for your greater good. It is literally for the betterment of yourself, for your healing journey, for your overall well-being. And even if this change is for the better, this card, when looking at it visually, it's very dark, like the figure helping the woman row the boat in the direction of this new change almost resembles like the Grim Reaper. Like they're cloaked, hooded, dark. You can't see their face. black gloves. They're just covered in black fabric from head to toe. And this to me is indicative of the grief that comes with any type of change, even if it's setting forth in the new direction or in a new direction of abundance and positivity and supportive change. With any change, there often is a grieving process with leaving behind the old and stepping into the new. And in this liminal space, you're not quite where you once were, but you're also not at that new shoreline where you're approaching to begin again. So in this watery liminal space, you're almost being given permission to grieve the old, but you're not leaving the old behind. Remember, if you're looking at the image, you're carrying those lessons, those versions, those old thoughts, beliefs, patterns with you as your newfound knowledge and wisdom to help guide you in this next chapter. You're not leaving yourself behind. You're carrying all of those old versions with you to integrate into the new version, into the new experience, to better inform how to move forward. So this is very much the beginning of the month energy. And the second card that I pulled is the Page of Wands. And this could be representative of the middle of the month or just energy that you find yourself almost flirting with. The page is a court card, and it's the more childlike essence of the court cards. It's not immature, but it's more curious and playful and just full of excitement and wonder. So that paired with the wands, which is fire, your passion, your creativity, your desire, your vitality, that life force energy, pairing the two, there's like this new spark, this new desire and excitement for life. So it's almost like this confirmation after going through that grieving process and letting yourself feel what comes up in that transitional phase. Through that transition, this passion and lust for life is reborn. And the Page of Wands is very much that thrill seeker, that rebel, that creatively curious, childlike essence that inspires you to go out and create experiences, memories, connection. It's this fearlessness to just be bold and be you, to pursue new interests and not worry about the outcome, just to do it because it lights you up and it excites you. So right now, going through this transition, understand that it's bringing you to these younger parts of yourself that come alive again after shedding old beliefs, old stories. Whatever this is for you in this moment, these parts of you come alive again. And maybe use this as an opportunity to reflect, like, how have my past experiences that I'm now transitioning out of or from, how have they been dimming this light within me? In what ways has my curious inner child been hidden or dimmed or shamed? And how in this new chapter, this new season, can I honor that inner fire, that inner child that just wants to play and express and be and just be seen and feel free in their expression? What ways can I support that? And that's where the third card comes in, the Chariot. The Chariot is all about balancing opposites and polarities and direction and determination and willpower and pushing forward. This is kind of like that energy that comes in. It's like all of that fire and passion is great, but how are you channeling it? How are you balancing the past versions of you that you're carrying forward as your new knowledge, your new wisdom, and this new exciting part of you that's coming alive again, that's being reborn, that's being unearthed? How are you bringing both of them into unison to coexist, to co-create the new path that you are on. And not only are you going to be, you know, navigating, balancing those aspects of yourself, but you're also going to be navigating balance between like your intuition and your logic. So that sword energy is going to be coming online. Your intuition is going to want to be leading you, but your mind's going to come on and be like, but are we sure we want to go in that direction? But that's not the wisest thing to do. So it's finding that balance, that sweet spot between the two of those aspects as well. And not only that, but also your inner and outer worlds. So the way that you're feeling might not look like the way that you're showing up and vice versa. So it's finding that balance to allow yourself to walk and live in alignment, finding the way that you move forward that aligns with the way that you're beginning to feel internally. And maybe that's where the sword, the Six of Swords also informs this card, is you're leaving old behind, whether it be patterns, behaviors, relationships, versions of yourself, you know, ways of thinking, especially ways of thinking. And now you're being asked to move forward in alignment in your power and your purpose. So it's finding your footing, but you are being asked to move forward. Both of the Six of Swords and the Chariot are both like forward moving cards. And the Page of Wands is very much like this, I want to say like uncontainable energy. So it's finding the channel to allow this energy to flow through. And that is where the alignment piece comes in. So I definitely invite you to reflect on the direction that you're going in. The road ahead might feel very unclear, unfamiliar, maybe uncharted territory, but deep down, you know the direction that you want to go in. And in this reading, you very much have the creative direction, the control to choose which direction you're going in and move in alignment with those desires. This is very much you are leaving behind the old because you know that is for your greater good. You have this newfound excitement and energy and wonder and passion and desire. Now it's time to figure out how that desire translates into action and figuring out what steps need to be taken to go in that direction. So definitely reflecting on which direction am I moving in this month? Where is my excitement pointing me? What does that look like? What steps can I take to get there? How can I remain mindful of old thought patterns, old behaviors coming back up into my mind or my energy, my space, my awareness, and keep in mind the new path forward, balancing both? How can I keep head and heart balanced? How can I keep showing up as the version of myself that I'm becoming and not letting old versions lead the way? How can I keep my wonder and excitement of the Page of Wands alive, but not let it burn me out? It's a very high energy, like magical card. Think of a kid playing with fire. Like that can get ugly really fast. So I think the Chariot is really grounding you into using that fire as fuel, letting the fire move you forward, which is very true with the wand. It's that action, it's that creation. And as I said, this month is really about alignment as an art form, allowing the steps that you take create art, create the vision that you have in your mind and making it into reality. So what parts of yourself, what habits are you leaving behind? What are you leaving behind? What did you decide to no longer identify with? Notice excitement and wonder coming alive in you. Maybe after moving through some grief, it might not happen right away, but after that grieving period, notice and look for those little glimmers of excitement and hope and wonder internally and follow the direction of that. Let it inform your next steps. but there must be balance to remain in alignment and to not burn out and to go into the direction that you know you are meant to go in. It's that authority, it's that willpower, it's that containment of your energy to move forward, but not repressing it. It's not control. It's just containing the fire so it doesn't burn everything down around you. So I'm very curious to hear how this reading lands for you. And again, I always encourage sitting with the journal prompts to help explore. And if this is kind of abstract and not really landing for you, take it or leave it. That is always my offering. But these readings often have a lot to do with the majority of what people are going through right now. I mean, we are in the fall season, so we are already in this liminal transitional phase. We're not anticipating it anymore. We are in that in between. We are taking the steps forward. We are shedding. Look at the trees around us. They are changing color. If you're in the northern hemisphere, they're changing color. They're shedding. They're not questioning why these old layers, these old versions of themselves are falling away. They're just allowing them to go. They just instinctively know that is what they need to do. That is part of their process. That is part of their cycle. And allow that to reflect where you are on your journey, if this resonates. And with that shedding comes new life eventually. But there's this period of, I guess you can look at it as grief, this in between where we're letting go of old things, stepping into new versions or new experiences, new chapters, new lessons, new seasons. And often there are moments of glimmers and hope and excitement and wonder that do follow. And the Page of Wands is that reminder that always returns. And when that returns, what are the steps to move in that direction, to find our new path, our new purpose, our new way of being? How can we allow that excitement to inform our next steps? And that's a wrap. That is our October collective monthly reading. Let me know if this lands, if it resonates, what's coming up for you. How is this applying to your life? How is it informing your month ahead? And we will meet here again for an In the Cards reading on November 1st.